Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for continuing to be with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jennifer Reed Hawthorne is here too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a great member of our Brain Trust and the author of a number of books, including Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul, including The Soul of Success. You see where we're going with this and others. And I don't think I said her last book. I'm going to let her remind us about that. But she's our good friend, Jennifer Reed Hawthorne. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim.
And what's the title of the last book?
My last book was called Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live.
There you go. So I knew it was something like that, but I couldn't. I wanted to make sure I said it correctly. Jennifer, thank you for being here. You know, Jennifer, you and I are members of a club, and we're members of the club. We're probably not very. We're probably pretty close to being in the same. In the same row of this club, and that's the Baby Boomer Club.
That's correct.
And everybody knows Baby Boomers, unlike all these other generations, Baby Boomers are getting older.
It's very true, Jim.
And we're learning about aging. Now, my mother's 87, and she's like the Ever Ready Bunny. She just keeps on ticking. But she said to me, son, getting old is not for sissies.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
You know, Jim,
so you've been reflecting on that a lot lately yourself, haven't you?
Yes, I really have. And there are a couple of things that did it for me. You know, I always thought that 50, turning 50, was going to be the biggest milestone, you know, that I could ever possibly imagine. But boy, was I surprised when I turned 60 and started my decade of the 60s. That was a time that was more thought-provoking than anything that I had ever experienced. It was profound. It was strange.
Why do you think that was the case?
Well, I think it's because of something that Angelus Arian said. She gave me tremendous insight in her book, The Second Half of Life, when she pointed out that the tools that we need for the first half of life are completely different. They're no longer appropriate or useful in the second half of life. I mean, in the first half of life, you know, we're dealing with these very prescribed rituals, passages. You know, we finish school, we get
you
our
get
first
married,
job,
you have kids at a certain
married,
time. There's a clock.
Right.
There's a clock, isn't there?
Exactly, and we all seem to sort of follow that same road. But then after 50, the issues that most of us face, you know, collectively really become very different. For example, we are now dealing with issues of retiring from something to something.
Yep.
What is that going to
yep.
be? Grandparenting or mentoring. We're dealing with the changes in the body and the reality of aging bodies. And we all are really starting to have to deal with issues of mortality as we begin to lose loved ones and as we begin to face the issue of our own mortality.
You know,
it's,
Jennifer,
it's a really different time.
Every person who's my age, basically, just about everybody I know, is dealing with an aging parent and maybe over a number of years. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, you know, I'm not only dealing with the issues of my mother, I'm also dealing with the issues of my adult children. and this person felt like she was getting squeezed.
Yes. Oh, I can really, really appreciate that. And, you know, Jim, it was really funny. Sometimes it's just hard to believe, when we're at this point in our careers. I mean, you're still working and I'm still working, and I hope to never retire, really and truly.
Somebody asked me the other day, one of my friends who's already retired, that I've known all my life, said, when are you going to retire? I said, come to my funeral.
I love that. Jim, you're inspiring me today. And yet, you know, I have to tell you, a couple of weeks ago, I went to my 45th high school reunion. I graduated from Robert E. Lee High in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
But you were a prodigy, so you graduated at nine, right?
You were nine when you graduated high school. Jim. Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much. You know, it was so funny because when I would tell people that I was getting ready to go to Baton Rouge, you know, for my high school reunion, if they said to me, well, what reunion is it? The first few times I went to answer that, I found myself starting to say 45th, and then I would literally stop and sort of stumble over that and go, wait a minute. And I'd have to calculate, let's see, 65, 75, 85, 95. Oh, my gosh, yes, it really is the 45th reunion. And there's been a lot of history there. You know, it was in the 11th grade when my high school was first integrated. You know, the first morning of my 11th grade, you know, some African-American students were escorted to my school by the police. And a lot of history there. But what a remarkable thing it is to even say the words, I've just been to my 45th high school reunion.
Well, that's a milestone. You know, we're celebrating our 13th anniversary of the show here this week. And milestones should be celebrated. I don't care which ones they are, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. Oh, I really believe that with all my heart. And, you know, as I started looking for help with this strangeness that I felt, you know, entering my decade of the 60s, I really, really found it in this wonderful book. I want to share with you, first of all, something that I learned from Angelus, Ari, and Jim. I think your readers will really love this.
Give us the title of the book again.
It's called The Second Half of Life.
Okay. And what did you learn?
Angelus talks about a sort of a global model of aging that we don't really have in the Western world so much. It's this, Jim, that youth is considered to be the years from 0 to 35, birth to 35.
Right.
That's your youth. Mid-youth is 35 to 50. Your 50s are a period of integration where you're integrating the best experiences of your youth and mid-youth, and then your 60s become the youth of your elder years. The 70s are the mid-youth of your elder years, and then from 80 on up are the years of what is known to be true eldership.
Yeah.
I love that model.
Very interesting way to think about that. Say the title of the book again.
It's The Second Half of Life.
The Second Half of Life. So, folks, if you want to check that out, Jennifer Reed Hawthorne and I will be right back. More to come. We're going to talk some more about this. Small business owners, I know a lot of you out there in this category, this, you know, somewhere around a 40th or a 50th anniversary of your high school graduation. Stay with us. 20 after. We'll be right back. I want a dream lover, so I
don't have to dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.